Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, August 28th, 2026. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows issued the following statement Wednesday as 24 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Postal Service's new anti-mail voting rule. Quote, "This is not over. Today, Maine joined states across the country in filing a lawsuit to stop this unconstitutional attack on every American who votes by mail. It is unconscionable that the Trump administration and the U.S. Postal Service would try to change the rule around voting by mail. With Election Day now just 69 days away and voting for military and overseas voters less than a month away, it's important for Maine voters to realize that nothing has changed when it comes to the fundamental voting rights of every American in this country. You can still vote by mail. Even though Trump and the U.S. Postal Service seem to be doing their best to try to stop that, they have not yet been successful," end quote. You can find out more what's going on with our elections on the Secretary of State's website on the maine.gov page. Just go to maine.gov/SOS. We have this from Indivisible Bangor, quote, "Ice has been seen in the Bangor area. Please be careful and stay alert. If you see ice activity or have information to report, call the ICE hotline at 207-544-9989. For resources on Know Your Rights, Making a Family Plan, Detainee Support, and other immigrant resources, visit lighthouseme.org/resources. That, end quote. That's the website for the Maine Immigrant Defense Resource Hub, which is, quote, designed to support individuals, including immigrants and other concerned Mainers. There's a lot of information here. This is a working document undergoing regular updates, translations, and legal review. It's maintained by the Maine Immigrant Rights Coalition, end quote. That website, again, is lighthouseme.org. Friends of the station have spotted flock cameras in the Unity area, shared some photos with us, as well as an article about the signal trace add-on for the cameras that allows them to capture signals from devices in passing cars. Rivo Raphael Crichant, a sociologist and web journalist at Cambridge Analytica Privacy Watch, writes, quote, "Reporting on signal trace describes it capturing signatures from smartphones, wireless earbuds including AirPods, smartwatches, Apple AirTags, tire pressure sensors, employee access badges, connected cars, and even pet microchips. Anything that emits a wireless identifier is fair game," end quote. So it seems like a good time to reread the Fourth Amendment. Quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized," end quote. Looking at some upcoming events, next Thursday in Blue Hill, Gail Carson will speak on human health and the climate crisis. Carlson's an environmental science professor at Colby College. She developed a curriculum and wrote a textbook for the class she teaches on the subject. That's happening at the Blue Hill Library next Thursday, September 3rd, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And I'll be away next week, so looking ahead to Labor Day, the Eastern Maine Labor Council will hold their 23rd annual Labor Day celebration at the Solidarity Center in Brewer with special guest AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler. Local burgers, red hot dogs, corn on the cob, and watermelon, guests are encouraged to bring a potluck dish. The variety of great food at the event is always a highlight. Suggest a donation of $5 per person. Upon entry, kids under 12 are free, and $12 per family to help cover the cost of food. Again, that's happening on Labor Day, which is Monday, September 7th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Solidarity Center in Brewer. You can RSVP at actionnetwork.org/events/23rd-annual-labor-day-celebration. And if you didn't happen to have a pen in your hand, that link will be on the archives along with the other links that were mentioned today at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. I will be back the day after Labor Day. Until then, take care.